We have something of a Thanksgiving Day mystery for you now. Was there a black pilgrim? A couple years ago, we visited with Reverend Peter Gomes, the openly gay, Republican, African-American Harvard theologian. Sadly, he passed away this year. But when we spoke, he told us about his lifelong passion for pilgrims, born while growing up in Plymouth, Massachusetts.
I remember once I had a part. I was Governor Bradford in our sixth grade pilgrim play. And I had a pilgrim costume and whatnot. Oh, it was great fun. And my father said to my mother, he didn't know that I overheard him, he thinks he's a pilgrim. And poor father thought that when I discovered that I wasn't a pilgrim, I was going to be destroyed. It would be a terrible thing. Well, it wasn't.
Many of you wrote us to say, but there was a black pilgrim. His name was Abraham Pierce. And that claim is at the heart of our mystery. Here now, producer Kevin Sullivan joins us to pick up the story. And Kevin, start with the Plymouth Plantation.
Plymouth Plantation is a living museum. It's kind of a recreation of a 17th century pilgrim village. And it even has role-playing interpreters who speak as if it were 1627.
Edward Winslow is my name. That spring we had an alliance signed with a man named Usamequin, or Massasoit, who's a king in this country.
These guys are amazing. You cannot get them out of character.
That's right. And I tracked down Bob Martin, who back in 1981 was the museum's director of programs. And he said the museum had just started to receive some federal funds back then, and that required him to advertise for these role-playing actors as an equal opportunity employer. He said an African-American applied for a job, and so he hired him. He said that there were black people in Plymouth back at the time of the pilgrims, so he didn't think it was such a big deal. But some historians and descendants of pilgrims did think it was a pretty big deal. And there was even a public television documentary about the controversy back in the 80s. Mario Valdez worked on it, and he said he was shocked that there was such an uproar at the time.
I was just staggered by that. I thought, here is the very proudly left of center Massachusetts society crumbling under the possibility that they might be partially black.
So what happened next?
Well, next, the museum decided if they were going to have a black pilgrim, it had to be based on an actual person. So Bob Martin researched a man named Abraham Pierce, who had come to Plymouth in 1623. He was an indentured servant sent by a man in Britain. And Bob found this publication from 1861 that had a list of men able to bear arms in 1643. It read, Abraham Pierce, comma, the blackamoor. All on the same line. Blackamoor was a term for a black person back in those days.
Why didn't that settle things for everyone?
Well, because Bob said that some of the descendants of Abraham Pierce didn't like what they heard.
One of these descendants said to me, you took all the fun out of being a pilgrim descendant because it was a thing of great pride to be related to this nobility. And if these pilgrims, if some of them are black men, that prestige and all the fun of being a pilgrim descendant is gone.
Oof. Okay. So what happened then?
So Bob said that now the museum was under pressure from descendants, and so they asked another researcher there, Jim Baker, to look into it a little bit more. Now, we found Jim Baker, and he said the only pressure was to determine what the truth was. And he said that if it had turned out that Abraham Pierce had been black, all the better.
It was like it was too good to be true. But it would be wonderful if it was true, because it would say something about their attitudes and things like that. The thing is, that's not the case.
So Jim Baker concluded Pierce wasn't black. Why?
Well, remember that listing that I first mentioned where it said Abraham Pierce the Blackamoor next to his name? Bob Martin had found that in a book from 1861, which was actually a transcription of a whole slew of documents from the 1600s. So Jim Baker went and found the original 1643 document. And in the original, the words the Blackamoor are not next to Abraham Pierce's name. They're underneath it. So Jim Baker interpreted that to mean there were actually two men, Abraham Pierce and an unidentified black man.
And our late friend Peter Gomes, the African-American Harvard theologian and member of the Pilgrim Society, agreed that Abraham Pierce was not black. But what does Bob Martin say?
Well, Bob just disagrees with that. He says other historians have agreed with him, and even the 19th century senator, Charles Sumner, believed that Abraham Pierce was a black pilgrim.
This isn't the 1980s. We have DNA testing now. Couldn't DNA testing today help solve this mystery?
Well, you think so. And it turns out that a radiologist and amateur genealogist named Brad Pierce has reviewed DNA tests of two of Abraham Pierce's descendants.
We can say with virtual certainty that the father of Abraham and his ancestors on the male Pierce line are not of African descent. The DNA that these two gentlemen have has a characteristic that suggests that they're probably of Scandinavian origin.
So based on that, he concludes that Abraham Pierce's father is not black, but it gets trickier figuring out his mother, because you trace a male back through the Y chromosome. To trace back to a woman, like Abraham Pierce's mom, you have to go through the X chromosomes. And each woman that marries into the line brings her own family DNA, so it just gets much more difficult to track all of that down.
Now, if we could find the remains of Abraham Pierce, you know, maybe we could test those, but carry on. Tell us the rest of the story.
Well, it turns out there's another twist, because there actually was a black man named John Pedro or Juan Pedro, and most historians agree that he did live in Plymouth from 1623 to 1624 before moving on to Jamestown. Now, I mentioned him to Jim Baker, and he said the museum could not use John Pedro as a basis for a black pilgrim there because the museum recreates Plymouth in the year 1627, and that would have been 3 years after Pedro had left.
We're looking at a specific year with a specific list of people which we happen to have by name there in this particular year. And, you know, sliding somebody in from before or after simply negates what the plantation is up to and trying to represent.
Well, what about Bob Martin? You know, the man who originally hired an African-American. What happened to him?
Well, in speaking to him, he's still pretty bitter about all of this 30 years later. He ended up losing his job because he spoke to the press, and he said he never worked for a museum again. He never really wanted to. He still lives in Plymouth, and he hopes that one day Abraham Pierce will be recognized as the first black pilgrim.
I'd like to see black, historically oriented people who work in the field of black history. I'd like to see one of them research Abraham Pierce and the pilgrims and become an authority on the subject. Bob Martin could be full of beans, know nothing about pilgrims, and Pierce could still be black, and vice versa.
And then we just have one final note. The museum does say that they hope to one day expand, maybe build a farm tavern that could include characters from 1620 all the way up to 1689, and that would allow room for someone to portray at least John Pedro as a black pilgrim.
Wow. Here now is Kevin Sullivan. Amazing what happens when you just pull a string where it takes you. Kevin, thanks so much.
Thank you.